So all of the tea and coffee that we source from an overseas perspective is certified. So we're buying against internationally recognized sustainable standards. But on top of that, we're doing an awful lot of work as well with all of our tea and coffee producers around work on gender, on environmental protection, on provision of water. Some of these tea and coffee communities are, among the poorest communities in the world. They're environmentally threatened. There are challenges that those farmers are facing on a daily basis. So, working with them to improve their livelihoods is paramount to how we, support our own business as much as theirs.
Sounds awful to even think about it, but a world without tea, but climate change, that's obviously, I'm sure that's something that's really big on the agenda.
Yeah, and it feels like climate change has come a bit political. The term itself has become quite political recently. So what we've seen on a first-hand basis is that increasingly unpredictable weather patterns is having a direct effect on our tea and coffee farmers, right now, today. We travel across all of our tea and coffee growing regions on a fairly regular basis, and every single farmer we meet and talk to would say the same thing, that climate change is a threat. It's probably their single biggest threat, and they're facing it right now.
So what sort of work are you doing or planning to do with them to try and sort of preserve crops, for as long as we can?
I think for us, breaking our environmental work down into two sort of discrete sections, really. One would be about mitigation, so our attempts to become carbon neutral and reduce our own emissions of greenhouse gases right through the supply chain. But then also one around adaptation, so working again directly with our farmers on how they make their farms more suitable to adapting, climate change. And that would include work like encourage the farmers to use shade trees so that the crop is under a shade, so it's not getting scorched by the sun. There'd be attempts to retain more moisture and water on the farm, so either by digging trenches or by mulching the soil. There'd be encouraging the farmers to plant drought-resistant varieties or different pruning techniques. So there's a whole range of stuff that we're doing right now.